Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Tartabull. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Bill Swift. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Swift covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Perkins scores. It's 1-0, Mariners. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bradley scores. It's 2-0, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mariners. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley strikes out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Guillen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Tartabull moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-1 in the game. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Walker trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into Valley, who tags Walker for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with swift covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-1 in the game. Valley bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to third for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Perkins steals second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with swift covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. Valley strikes out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perkins moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cowens is walked intentionally. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Perkins scores. Bradley moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Mariners. Bruce Tanner now pitching. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-3 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 3 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Mariners. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Ed Nunez now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Mariners. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 6, and the White Sox 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 3 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Reynolds now playing second base. Domingo Ramos now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillon hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 4 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.